Hello, everyone. I'm Kathy, the co-host, and today is August 28th, 2013. The topic is The Marvels of the Creation Lightship, the marvelous out-of-this-world aspects and healing gifts of the Creation Lightship, also known as source energy in the birthplace of our spirit. Joining the conversation is our moderator and friendly presence in the chat room. Her name is Cindy, and she has been moderating Ron's chat room for this program and the four other programs that Ron hosts for almost 2 years. Cindy has posted links already to Ron's host page where you can access Ron's many photos, videos, and posts, as well as the picture of a light being space that Ron will activate for peace energy for us to experience while we listen to the subject. Now let's greet our host, Ron Amatron. Hello, Ron. Over to you for the light being activation.
Okay, everybody. Good evening. So let's activate the light beam. And here we go. So bring it up on your monitor screen. You're going to feel peace energy. That's what the light beam will give you. And you're going to be calmed down if you're a little agitated or something. And it'll just bring you wonderful peace to put you into the moment. Here we go. So activating the light beam. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There you go. You should feel a little calmer. So over to you, Kathy and Cindy.
Hi, Cindy. Welcome. I wanted to ask you, can you tell us a little bit about how you found Creation Lightship? Share a bit about that and why you decided to keep listening.
Well, first of all, thank you, Ron and Kathy, for inviting me to this exciting show. I'd love to talk about the marvels of Creation Lightship and the tools that Ron has created for us. I started approximately 2007, and I received an email amongst hundreds of emails and looked inside, and the information intrigued me. I started listening to the shows, and Ron's Creation Lightship information made sense, even within a few calls. I mean, I kept listening, trying to figure out how it fit into my life, and basically what I was doing in my life wasn't working. So it was time for a change, and I'm so thankful that I happened to get this random email, and I don't normally describe myself as a truth seeker. However, it turns out I was. I was looking or seeking the truth for myself, and Creation Lightship is for others like myself who want to know the truth behind the scenes and what's really going on, and really the truth, real truth seekers for ourselves.
That's great. Yes, we're truth seekers, and we recognize the truth when we hear it, because Creation Lightship is for people who want to know the truth behind the scenes. And so can you tell us a little bit about your experience with Creation Lightship for these few years?
Well, there's so much, and every show is a great experience. There's always something new, even if it's an archive, the podcast, there's always something new that helps me. I'm very grateful for Ron's willingness to share the information and tools that he created with Creation Lightship. I've gained more patience and understanding, and that's due to Ron's seemingly infinite patience while he's answering our duplicate questions time after time. And he walks the talk, and that just inspires me. Definitely.
Cindy, are there any? Oh, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that the impact Creation Lightship and Ron's information has made on me is that I view everything differently and patiently. And I realize we're not all, or they are not, are themselves. And so it gives me a different perspective. And I can concentrate on myself rather than fixing others.
Yes, I understand that. Are there any clearings that you use that really made a difference for you?
Oh, wow. There have been several, but the psychic billboard really comes to mind because I felt like that changed how I think about myself also, and certainly the big impact on my life, and it's more of the self-empowerment for myself and how I can view myself and move forward in my world. And the emotional clearing, can't forget that. That really helps with the peace and calmness.
Cindy, since you've been with Creation Lightship for so many years, can you give us some advice? Can you share with some for newcomers especially who are under attack and don't realize yet that the clearings take much time and constant work to keep clearing?
Wow. Well, it's an evolution, and it's really the self-empowerment to keep moving ourselves forward. I would suggest just supporting and helping yourselves by using the valuable tools Ron's Creative Inspiration Lightship. They're there. They're there online. We have podcasts that we can listen to at any time. And the teleconferences, the monthly body rejuvenation conferences. I say tour the pages on Creation Lightship. I do that myself. I was just on it last night. I go through. There's a frequently asked question section, Wikipedia, and I highly suggest taking notes or copying and paste the chat because. Well, of course, no, Ron gives more information verbally, and I would do that during all of Ron's multiple shows because you may not realize that you could use it later, and it really does help to have that resource. As I mentioned about listening to the archives and podcasts, take notes there also, and actually those are great because you can play them back. And you can re-listen. And even though I'm moderating, there is so much information that I miss. And I do go back and listen to the shows and pick up great information to support myself. And then, of course, utilizing the recommended healing, the unlimited, keep the healing current. Because we know that one clearing doesn't work wonders for all issues and ailments. So you need to look in there to see what else, or as you listen to the shows, make notes, what issue comes up for another Creation Lightship chat person, and make that note, because the complete healing is not instant. The sample healings on the radio can only lead us to the online that we'd greatly benefit from. And I've heard many listeners say this. I've heard it on the chat, and I've also heard it verbally, that they make a huge difference for them, their lives. Utilizing the free sample hearings, again, going onto the website, and you'll see free sample clearings on the left-hand side. Also remember to clear the energetic cords and the connections, including the live radio chat. Uh, Kathy, how do you do that?
Yeah, same thing. Cindy, you mentioned the podcast, that it's good to listen to them over again. And so I did want to mention that, yes, the Ron Amatron Healing Show has 38 podcasts on Contact Talk Radio total, including this one. And what you said is true. Most of the podcasts hold especially surprising factual information to the CTR audience, and we'll be discussing that some more. What's so great about the podcast is that the topics are infinitely timeless, and they hold relevant information whenever needed. Cindy, would you like to talk about this podcast? Over to you.
Talk about the podcast regarding...
How about the surprising things?
Oh, sure. Sure. I have been a long-time listener on programs, and I have a list of the top 20 surprising factual information, and, of course, there's far more. However, number one is, there is no heaven and no God, and angels are from the light of the dark. Maybe they can do some good, but are mostly powerless in using us, too. Number two, when we pray, we invoke unknown energies of various alien races that hooks us up and takes us further down a dark void. So if prayers are answered, you'll also pay the price. Number three, abductions of humans are continuous by many alien races who feed off of our energy in devious ways, and that is so scary. Number four, we are inhabited, controlled unknowingly by thousands of entities, which are the emotional bodies of dead people. Number five, we are humans, or we humans are cloned out of, we are cloned out every 10 minutes. I think I was just cloned for a second there. we're only real about 2 hours out of the month because it keeps switching in and out. And, of course, the clearings help us, and our monthly teleconferences help also. Many of our body parts are cloned by aliens. That was number six. Number seven, we are replicated as clones and abducted on a timeline created by aliens, which cause us to experience thousands of parallel lives, that deja vu feeling and the dreams and the nightmares. Ron talks about doing timeline crashes to get us off those timelines, those parallel lives. Number eight, aliens eat people alive and had planned a mass abduction of humanity at the end of 2012. The false ascension. And you've all heard that. I mean, we've talked about it in the chat room. That's shocking. Number nine, our densities and judgments go back to our ancestors and have impact on our lives today. Number 10, meditation takes your spirit out of your body and into the great beyondo, as Ron says, where aliens are waiting to grab it and use it for their pleasure. Number 11, our spirit within has been ignored and is waiting for the command to safely reside in our heart center. Number 12, our spirit has to go through whatever we do and is also fragmented out into millions of pieces. Number 13, Ron is the Earth ambassador to the creation light ship and also was a light being and healer in Jesus' body as well as Buddha and other light beings. Thankfully. Number 14, aliens are here to control and dominate us and send transmissions in many ways, including through the clouds. They have their spacecraft in the clouds, which form around them, revealing strange, round, flat bottom clouds, peculiar clouds that are not natural. You've seen them in the sky. You've most likely seen them on Ron's host page. Number 15, most stars are alien-generated satellites that track us and send mind control transmissions. Number 16, science fiction films and popular music and lyrics can and do contain downloaded messages from aliens to give us clues about the alien agenda. Number 17, aliens use churches and religions to control and manipulate humans into the alien agenda of following the program, which mainly brings perpetual pain, stolen spirits, and forced reincarnation.
Mm-hmm.
Number 18, the Canadian government acknowledged publicly in May of 2013 that aliens, spacecraft, and abductions are real. And they've known it for at least 10 years. That's what Ron's been talking about. Mm-hmm. Number 19, parasites are here to live off our life force energy till we die. And the worst ones are the ones you can't see. They're inside our bodies as invisible, destructive alien energy. Number 20, nanotechnology is here in a variety of ways to stay and was designed to poison our planet's resources and all its earthly inhabitants. I mean, this is the top 20. The topics are infinitely timeless and hold relevant information whenever needed. The podcasts are free to listeners and easy to locate on the CTR's podcast link or directly from Ron's host page, where you can also subscribe. And you can see I've posted that in the chat, and then I'll do that at the end of the show also. I listen to them all the time. How about you, Kathy?
Yes, I do, Cindy, all the time. And Ron is only disclosing to us what he sees and what the darkness doesn't want us to know. The dark side makes us endure this grim reality that we are already experiencing. And so, as you said, this program is for truth seekers who understand something is terribly wrong here and want solid solutions. And like that, Ron and the Creation Light Ship are here to offer that.
Absolutely.
So, Ron, I'll turn it back over to you for any healings you might see we need at this time after hearing this summary of surprising factual information.
Okay, so, yeah, I imagine a lot of you out there, if you're new and you're hearing this stuff, it might be a lot to chew on, and we could probably even talk, maybe have another 100 topics. But the one that I think is probably the most concerning right now for everybody, the biggest problem is the air that we're breathing, we'll say, the atmosphere, and the nanotechnology, which is getting activated. So the main thing is I think the nano clearing right now is probably a good thing for me to do a clearing on. Then we'll do one for mental sadness and despair, I think, for people. Let's first do the energy here of nanotechnology. So I want everybody just to kind of feel their body, maybe take a deep breath. And we'll take out one of the elements, if we can, in the nanotechnology that's related to your breathing. We're going to see if we can invalidate that in you. Remember, you're stocked full of energies that get activated by the nanotechnology. So it has to be in you, in a sense, in order for it to affect you. This is what we're kind of looking at. Also, it could come in you brand new and give you problems, too. But I'm looking at what was put in place maybe the last 2,000 years in you, and probably more so maybe the last 100 years. And now it's being activated. So let's work with breathing. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And for those of you who probably are a little disturbed about what we've been talking about, we'll do a clearing for that. And you might just be maybe having a lot of despair, sadness over the state of the earth and what's happening to it, and how it's is and has been being taken over for so long. You may just be aware of it right now, but it's been going on for a long time. But now, since we have the media out there, we can find out more information. It's like on this internet program about what's going on. And you may not feel too, you know, too chipper about it. So here we go. And also, we're going to do a clearing for the sadness, despair, or maybe being stuck forever, you know. Here we go. So releasing the energies from you to help you out. So 1, 2, 3. 4, just allow the sadness to leave you. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1. Oh, boy. 2, 3. What there? 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9, and 10. And for those of you who are really mental with stuff and you maybe feel kind of anxieties there, feel stuck, just maybe your mental energy is getting overwhelmed with what we're talking about, we'll do a mental clearing. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do another clearing here to help you out. We'll take you off of the timelines that you may feel that there's a lot of stuff going on, but you have no control over it. Remember, everything out there is on timelines. There's different headings for them. So here we go. Releasing a few timelines. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And just kind of going a little sideways, but not too much. A lot of people out there are trying to do earth clearings, earth healings, bringing light into the earth because they think that that's going to help the earth. Remember, when you bring anything to something, you're bringing in your emotional component, which is darkness, and you believe you're sending light through your darkness energy to something. This is what people have as far as problems and situations with energetic cordings with people, is that they get the negative energy. So don't send anything to the earth. The earth, you know, has enough of a problem on its own dealing with this situation of darkness. And when you join in to try to help out the earth, thinking that you're a do-gooder, you're just causing more problems to the earth and causing situations to happen that would normally be not here. Plus, you're courting the earth. So if all of you would like to experience forest fires and tornadoes, earthquakes, and stuff like that, that emotional energy that's stored in the earth is going to be transferred to you. So just kind of mind your own business, work on yourself only, and allow your healing that you have to make you feel better. And just keep doing clearings on yourself to help yourself up. Because remember, the more you do on other people, the more you may have a backlash coming into you as you get older in life. Like I say, you don't ever want to become a healer because all that dark energy that you're releasing from somebody, at least you think you're releasing it, and it could be released from them, but eventually it's going to be stuck in you. And you may be dying of that illness. A lot of people who are doing this type of work don't understand what I'm talking about, and their practitioners, their teachers say that, yeah, you know, what you're doing is good, and this is how you clear yourself off, you shake your hands, you do different things, and but it doesn't work. So, like I said, by all means, don't do healings on anything. Just heal yourself. Clear off your densities out of yourself so you can become better person. So I guess back to you, Kathy.
Oh, thank you, Ron. That's good to know. We don't need to go around healing something else because we're really not qualified if we haven't healed ourselves and we're not a light being. I think people feel like they aren't qualified, so they get these big numbers of people and feel like the numbers of people will generate some change, but actually it just creates a bigger problem we've come to learn. So you're saying we need to heal ourselves to clear out the judgments and blockages, stop praying, and maybe you can recommend a clearing we can do, Ron, that would be suitable for those who really want to help the planet, but do it through the creation light shift.
Okay, so let's just do an emotional clearing here. That helps out a lot of people. Here we go. So this will help you with the situations that you're dealing with. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And more energy coming your way. Release those situations. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Kathy, I'll turn it back over to you here.
Okay, well, I was just looking online, and you do have a clearing that we can all use to help the planet called the Earth Protection Clearing. It's on the sample page, left side of the creationlightship.com website. And what it does is it helps send light beings and other beneficial forces to places that you are or you direct it to go. And they will help clear out whatever is going on, as I understand it. I use it all the time, especially in areas where there are particular problems with, say, what they call so-called natural disasters like fires, earthquakes, and floods. Maybe you could give a little bit more information about the Earth Protection online clearing, Ron.
Yeah, so the clearing actually helps out the energies coming into the Earth from the beyond, what the aliens are transmitting here. And that's what it's designed to do, is to help out the Earth energies, to give it like a maybe a buffer, or to get rid of the aliens coming here. So it can help you out, because each time you do that clearing, the aliens may not be able to come in because you're keeping them out. And that's a very good thing to do. So I would recommend doing that for everybody. It can help out things and other people beyond your understanding. Also, each time you do a timeline crash, the energies that you are working with is going to actually help maybe millions of people with that same particular issue that you have. So if you have an issue of maybe just to say anxiety, and you clear that out, very possibly that anxiety clearing that you're doing will also work with everybody else in that same timeline with anxiety. So that's the way it works, and it's always very good to do timeline crashes, because you're going to find people around you changing, not only yourself but other people. And that's the reason why you want to do that clearing, to help the planet and to help other people, but you're not necessarily concentrating on them like you're a healer, just getting yourself off of the timeline. So helping you is going to help other people also. And the more you do that, the better off it's going to be for everybody. So back to you, Kathy.
I agree with that. It seems like doing things the way that we've been doing them has resulted in quite a backlash that we can't get out of, and it's just getting worse. And so we appreciate the advice to do those clearings and having those clearings on creationlightship.com. And so I wanted to get back to you, Cindy, and I know you're busy in the chat room there, but you had mentioned something earlier about your healings and how you heard them along, felt them, while Ron is doing sample healings on the radio. And so I wanted to ask you a little bit about that, if you could talk about what you experienced, anything in particular that stands out from when Ron does live healings. Cindy?
Yes, that's a great question. Honestly, during the healings, I normally don't feel anything, although I must say when Ron, you just did the emotional healing, I did feel a deep sense of relief, and thank you for that. I had an opportunity to be on one of Ron's other radio shows that he started talking about a chatter that had a headache, and Ron, you were saying that it's probably an alien implant. And just then, I had a pain in the right side of my head. I hadn't had a headache earlier that day. But anyway, I had the pain.
Oh.
And Ron continued to talk about the impact of the alien implants and how he was going to do the right side of our heads. I believe it was the alien connector, help me. Thanks. And I immediately had chills, went down the whole right side of my body, not just my head, but all the way down. And as Ron continued with the healing, I felt a great release. And who knew? I didn't know. I'm still, to this day, it's probably been 3 weeks, but to this day, I'm running that clearing every day because I guess I was in denial. I didn't know. And I'm so happy that the chatter happened to bring up they had a headache and Ron was able to give an explanation. And so thank you, Ron.
Oh, you're welcome. So we can do that now. So let's, a lot of people that I work with, sometimes they think they have an implant. So we'll work with nose implants. We'll just see if you feel something with you. And these are energetic, and they can be physical. So we'll take the energy off them if that's the case. So here we go. Hang on to your seat, everybody. And we're going to take away implants out of your left nostril. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And right nostril. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll just see what we have there, see how people are feeling. And maybe you may have, maybe your nose is kind of itching or something. So back to you, Kathy and Cindy.
Thanks, Ron. I felt that one myself. I've been having kind of an itchy nose. But I know that the implants are continuously coming onto us, getting into us. And so that it's really great to have that free clearing. And great, Cindy, that you continue to make use of it. It's just one of the many marvelous things and aspects of the Creation Lightship. And, Ron, if I could now, I'd like to read a list of some of the marvelous aspects and gifts of the Creation Lightship that we can share with the listeners that Cindy and I and many others especially the longtime listeners, have come to appreciate and know to be truth, and part of why we stay with the Creation Lightship. The first one is the Divine Water Activation. And that is a tangible, likable taste difference in your container of water and noticeable healing abilities, just like when Jesus turned water into wine. And then what else is marvelous is that we're able to go to the Creation Lightship out of linear time and see, feel, witness, and enjoy the intensive removals of parasitic life forms. The Creation Lightship has delightful light beings in all sorts of formations and creations who know us, love us, and want to heal us. We feel the heavy densities come off and the healing take place within our body. We feel completely in peace and in the present moment for the first time, connecting with our spirits, some of us, for the very first time. What's marvelous is being part of the time-traveling military elite soldiers who fight aliens on timelines. Creation Lightship offers the light of the dark aliens a choice to come into the true light. The Creation Lightship offers ascension of light, the only way out of the prison planet Earth. The Creation Lightship offers humans a chance to reclaim their spirit and body by clearing out entities, clones, energetic cords, and layers of densities brought on by the Galactic Federation of Light. What's also marvelous and a gift is learning that the Creation Lightship can retrieve parts of our spirit that were fragmented and held captive throughout the dark side universe. Creation Lightship did not create the dark side. Creation Lightship does not advertise or promote itself. Instead, it is sought, recognized, and accepted by one's free will and choice only. Creation Lightship offers emotional healing for your whole life and the century clearing done with Bond to Clear Your Centuries since incarnation, which can be over 15,000 years of past life emotions, is marvelous. Creation Lightship offers the opportunity to connect with your twin flame energy, which the dark side took away from us. These and more are some of the marvelous aspects and gifts of the Creation Lightship. Many listeners have sent their own testimonies as well. Ron, one of the most marvelous healings you did on the live radio as a sample was a chance to feel our twin flame energy. Would you do that again for us, please?
Okay, so we can bring it in momentarily here. We'll do it. It'll stay with you till the end of the show here, so it'll be probably about 15 minutes, and we'll just see how you actually feel about that. So here we go. It's quite a nice experience. Here we go. So we're going to bring in your twin flame energy. So one, two, three, four, and we're looking for it now, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And for those of you whose twin flame is way out in the universe of light, we'll just bring in space soldiers now for you. If you haven't felt it right now, then that means that it's not accessible. We'll bring in space soldiers, which will be much like that, and then they'll hold the space of the other half of you. So here comes a space soldier. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Here we go. So most people who have never felt their other half, remember you're only half here because your twin flame is somewhere else in the universe of light, hopefully. Hopefully it's not in darkness. But basically, if it's in the universe of light, then it doesn't know where you are because the dark side severed that connection. And you feel that large yearning for searching outside of yourself or something. Maybe you're buying things. Maybe you're going in and out of relationships continuously looking for the energy that is not with you. And that's what happens when you don't have the twin flame energy. So we have a clearing for that. You have to do a few clearings before that to actually allow the twin flame to come into you because of the density that you may have. And it doesn't want to come into darkness. So that's why we have to do clearings, especially the emotional clearing. But it's a separation that you've had for, you know, like we said, probably typically at least, I'd say 25 to maybe 100,000 years, not having your twin flame energy with you. And that makes you be very lonely, upset all the time, an internal yearning for something outside of yourself because you're not full and complete with your other half. So back to you, Kathy.
Thanks for explaining about the twin flame energy. That summary is expanded in much detail on one of your programs, Ron, that we did for about the twin flame. So if anyone wants to know more about it and also the qualifications Ron mentioned that you need in order to do the to get the twin flame reunion through Ron, it's on that podcast, which is very helpful and useful. And a lot of people who've had their twin flame reconnection said that it was very fulfilling. It was the most peaceful. It was such a amazing to get reunited after such a long separation. And so I have to say that right now, and I hope the listeners too are feeling some sense of maybe a sort of a satisfaction as well for that sample of the twin flame energy. So thank you so much for doing that, Ron. It's just too bad that we did get separated, and now we are pretty much forced to find some substitutes, and there just is no substitute for our twin flame. So, Ron, I'll turn it back over to you for any other healings you might like to do at this time, or if you have any comments about anything, or maybe a question for Cindy.
Sure. So for everybody listening, just go to the archives, go to the website or go to CTR. And, you know, I don't know, I probably have, I don't know, well over 500 shows, to be close to 1,000. And just listen to the information. And by all means, write it down as you get information if you can, because the dark side may make you write something that isn't correct. And then go back and revisit the particular shows that you really like, because you may get more information on it. Remember, they have keywords that they block you with. So you may hear something or think you're hearing something one way, and it may not even be what I'm talking about. What you want to do is definitely your spirit barcode to get yourself off the planet here at ascension time. And the spirit barcode is very, very good. That's what you need to do if you want to leave here. Do you have any comments? In fact, I'll just do a clearing here for people. I'll do a clearing for, let's see. I'm kind of thinking of something to deal with hope. So we have a hope clearing on the website. The hope clearing is for people that maybe feel like there's no hope here. So here we go. Hope clearing, so releasing energies, preventing you from having hope. One. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Boy, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Yeah, that should help you out. And we'll do a clearing here for... let's just do one for your skin. If you have a problem with your skin, very possibly maybe your skin could be itching you. You might have some type of situation going on with your skin. So let's just do a quick skin clearing. So we'll kind of feel your skin, see how it feels, and we'll do a skin clearing. So stronger, stronger, stronger with the energies that's attached to you. These could be even the little alien critters. Stronger. Stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. And I guess I'll turn it over to Cindy. Do you have anything to add, Cindy, about what you've learned by listening to the different shows and maybe how they affected your life a little bit?
Well, Contact Radio shows that you and Kathy have put together are they're power packed because they're by topic, and that gave me more information to focus on and help me see different areas that I could grow from and heal from. So I love the topics, and of course the podcast, going back to the podcast, is great because I really do pick up new information. The other thing that I forgot to mention is tracking our healings and listing the date with the login information and the expiration information. And but that helps in general. So you can even note what's going on with your life. I've done that off and on. And so that way I can recognize the impact, because sometimes we get busy and we forget, oh, I've been healed. And I did just post the reminder for the New Earth Transport Clearing, where we can actually log in our completed online healing. So that's where this tracking will assist you. You can get those in there. That's a great place to list our healings for storage, so that the light can find or identify us on ascension, upon ascension time. The other thing is sharing our questions and feedback, because that helps other people and may even bring up, you know, more questions for ourselves. We can do the questions and feedback very easily through the clsquestions@yahoo.com, and it's either to help others with your feedback or seek assistance from Ron. So I learned that greatly too, and I will post that in the chat. I'm very thankful, and every time I hear a show, even if it's a podcast, a show that I've heard before, I know that this is the best show. I'm always wowed, and I'm so thankful that you're here, Ron, and that you have created these tools for all of us to self-empower ourselves. Thank you.
You're very welcome. So I guess back over to you, Kathy.
Okay. I appreciate your helpfulness in the chat room, Cindy, during this entire time, every single program we've been on. And also your kindness to the listeners, especially the new ones, over some of the things we've brought up. You know, we're a little hard to swallow. And you help them to go into the right direction, you know, into where they could go for some more information if they wanted, since we're not able to, you know, we're not talking to them through the program. So it's always been really great.
You're welcome. Thank you. It's my pleasure. I'm glad to be able to help. It helps me. So it works out wonderful.
Oh, that's great. Well, we'll continue to have you in the chat room as long as you'd like to. And we're about to come to an end in a few minutes. So, Cindy, I'll let you close. But first, why don't we have Ron give us some peace energy with the mind-to-heart drop. Over to you, Ron.
Hey, here we go, everybody. So this you should be doing yourself if you heard any of our programs. If you're a newbie, then this you want to do maybe four or five times a day, maybe even more. So you have to command your spirit out loud to take the thoughts in your head and drop them into your heart. Very, very simple. It takes 15 seconds to do, basically, so we're going to do it for you. So we're doing that command to command your spirit, and I always count from 10 to 1 so you can feel the energy drop down. Here we go. To put you into peace energy out of time. Source energy. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 1098-765-4321. 1098-765-4321. And one more time, 1098-765-4321. Here we go, everybody. So next week, Stephanie Times will be on Monday at 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So if you want to hear us again, just come on the Monday shows at 5 p.m. Pacific Time. And I'll just turn it back over to, Cindy there for closing. So that's starting September 2nd. So back to you, Cindy.
Oh, great. I just posted that information. Thanks for the reminder, Ron. Well, in closing, we would like to thank our host, Ron Amatron, for the podcast, the divine healings, and all the marvels that Ron and the Creation Lightship have done to reunite us to our spirit within. And as we just talked about, we are moving to a new day and time, so be sure and check us out on Mondays, starting September 2nd, 5 p.m., PST time, and that's on Contact Radio. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you, Ron and Kathy, for this opportunity. Good night and blessings.
Okay, everybody, so we're going to teach you how to do the mind-to-heart drop. It's very, very simple. Only takes about 20 seconds to do. And this you can do anytime you wish, but you must say it out loud or whisper it. And this will put you into peace energy instantly. So here's what you say out loud. Very simple. I now command my spirit. And then after you say that, then you say to take the thoughts in my head. And the next process would be to drop them into my heart. And we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to facilitate this energy moving from your head, we'll say, to your heart, and you can actually feel the energy drop down. So here we go. We want to say that together. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody. Now you're in peace energy. I'll just say blessings and see you later. Bye, everyone.